You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pink eye is a disease that can infect birds, particularly house finches. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Bird feeders are contributing to the spread of this disease and possibly to its evolution.
The disease doesn't directly kill the birds, but what happens is the birds can't see very well in the wild, and this means they're more likely to be taken by a predator, or they can't find food as well.
Biologist Dana Hawley.
So our goal is really to use house finches as a model for other species that are less common and harder to study because they really help us understand sort of what behaviors do put wildlife at risk for disease spread and what are humans doing that might be contributing to that.
The disease is similar to but different from the conjunctivitis that humans can get, so you're not likely to contract pink eye from house finches.
One thing we're very interested in is whether bird feeders might be contributing to the evolution of this bacteria. We've been seeing that since this bacteria first occurred in house finches, which was about 20 years ago, it's been getting more and more what we call virulent or harmful to house finches. So it causes worse and worse pink eye with each passing year. And we're investigating whether bird feeders might be contributing to that. And the reason that bird feeders might be contributing to the evolution of more harmful bacteria in this case is that bird feeders make it easier for the pathogen to transmit, and this means there are fewer costs to the bacteria if they make birds more and more sick. And so this may allow the bacteria to cause the birds to be more sick than it would otherwise. If the bacteria is able to spread better by making its host more sick, then it will certainly evolve to do that.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research. You can hear this and previous programs on our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner.